This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. California is in its third straight year of a serious drought that is not likely to end even after some recent storms. The state's snowpack report out this week said that mountain snowpack was measured at 80% of normal. And while that is better than expected, it is cold comfort for farmers like James Diedrich, who has farmed California's Central Valley for 50 years. He farms almond trees and tomato plants, and he joins us now from the town of Firebough, one of the hardest hit towns there in the Central Valley. And tell us, how has the drought affected you and your community?
Yeah, the drought affected us. We got about 900 acres of land that we put drip systems in the last 4 years, and we don't have 1 ounce of water to put on that land. When you take all the growers out here on the west side in the federal water districts with zero water, it's going to impact the towns. We've got three towns within 20 miles there, and there's about, I'd say, right at 40, maybe a little bit better than 40% unemployment.
And that's because farmers aren't able to farm because there isn't enough water?
Yes, right.
And why isn't there enough water?
The biggest reason is that whoever is supposed to be heading the water infrastructure in California, they're dragging their feet for 30 years. We went through a drought. Me and my brother farmed together starting in 1958 and then 75. And that's when they should have started some infrastructure, some more advanced storage. So
you're saying they're just not storing enough water to give to farmers such as you?
Well, that's part of the problem. The drought is a problem, too, but they would have had storage and had the infrastructure in and had a few less of these wacko environmentalists. We could get a little water now, but they got a little, smelt in the delta up there, and they won't run the pumps.
So how is this affecting what you do in terms of growing almonds and growing tomatoes? Does it mean that you're going to have to change the way you farm?
No, it's going to mean we're going to go out of business. That's what it's going to mean.
Really?
Yeah, we got 500 acres of almond trees, and by probably June, we're going to be out of water. And you have to water those trees until September or August anyway. You know, we have no idea what we're going to do right now. We're trying to get some old well going, but that well water is not the quality that you put on trees.
So what will you and your family do then if you go out of business?
Well, you know, I'm old enough. I don't have to probably worry too much. But my son, he's 39 years old. And he's getting into transplanting tomatoes to try to supplement his income, or he'll lose his house.
James Diedrich is a farmer who grows almonds and tomatoes for now in California's Central Valley. Mr. Diedrich, thank you very much, and best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you.